Good afternoon again. Radio Ship Shots, our long golf talk show. Teddy Sloman with you here in the air chair, patiently awaiting my compadre, colleague, friend, Rob Boxcar Bergeron. Be joining us soon. Wow. Up and down weather. We missed a lot of rain, but there's a lot more in the forecast, at least chance of rain. So kind of it for the golfers this week. I had it all wrong last week as Boxcar made sure I knew that he was right and I was wrong on the forecast. So this week I'm playing it safe. At any rate, we do it good. Next Monday at now, the daylight will be blooming outside, no matter if it's raining or not, because daylight savings time happens this Sunday. So don't forget to what they say in the spring. Spring forward with your time when you go to bed on Saturday nights entering into Sunday morning. And we'll have an extra day, whether it be raining or not, come next Monday when we're doing chip shots. And what a big delight for the golfers. All right, before we move along too far, let's thank our sponsors. Our title sponsor, golfballs.com, we appreciate their support. Located on Arnold Boulevard in the shopping center there in Lafayette. Everything you need in golf at golfballs.com. And what a great simulator they have in there. You can try out all the latest and greatest from their latest golf club companies, their golf clubs, and hit into their simulator and check out the new equipment. Maybe buy a set or so for, or at least maybe a driver or some fairway woods for the springtime coming up. Might help your golf game, who knows. Golfballs.com, Arnold Boulevard, Lafayette. Of course, our local golf clubs appreciate their sponsorships and their local news. I love to have local news, to give out local news at golf courses, because that's about our people, you know, our people here in New Iberia and the surrounding areas. So St. Mary's, Eagle Ridge, Cane Row, Sugar Oaks, Bellevue, and Atchafalaya all contribute to the local golf scene. Starting out with Eagle Ridge, not much new going on there. I know they're getting a lot of play. I see the parking lot full every time I pass to and fro on Highway 182 in front of Eagle Ridge. They're still trying to push their LGA handicap system as they had their course rated. I don't know if they got the final results, but Jeff told me that the golf course is still around 6,000 yards long from the back tees. And they also promoting their MGA, $30 for the year. As we all know, they had a big influx of golfers, members, during the summer when they ran that big special. So now they ought to have a huge MGA at $30 a year. And then they can have some nice golf tournaments. Who knows? At Bellevue, they had a shamble a couple of Sundays ago. Four-man teams. They count two scores per hole. Individual and team prizes. So on the team prize, of course, a shamble is when you hit, select the best drive, and play your own ball from there in. Brandon Burdett was the winner, and his team included Todd Viator, Pat Ainslie, and Mickey Michel. They were minus four and actually tied the second-place team with the score, but won on a scorecard playoff because Brandon had a outstanding eagle on number 18. So the team finishing second was Bobby McDonald, Cody James, Keith James, and Tristan James. Then they had that big dog fight, that monthly dog fight, this past Saturday. Of course, you know who won. I just need to tell you the score, right? Brandon Burdett, plus three with a 71, one under par. Was plus three on his points. Second place, Robbie Darden, plus two. And third place, J.D. Mayfield, plus one. Somebody's going to have to give that guy a blood test, see if he's all right. Brandon Burdett Tyson. Southern Oaks was the site of our most recent Acadiana Pro-Am. A record number, 167 players teed it up at Southern Oaks. And thanks to Doug Beard for now adopting the fact, it's been for about a year or so now, that you can play one of 3 days, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, depending on the course and if they have any events going on. But it allows more players to play. You're not only dodging the weather in case a bad day comes up, you can play another day. But if you have a day off, you can squeeze it in one of those Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursdays. And so Doug took advantage of that and pulled himself on the winning team, along with Bart Booty, John Viator, and Avia McLaughlin at plus eight. Second place team went to J.C. Landry, Doug Hunter, Brett Price, and Stephen Hebert at plus five. Third place team, Mitch Guillory, Mike Barrez, John Reed, and Neil Dore, plus two. Our next pro-am is going to be tomorrow and Wednesday and Thursday, weather permitting, at Cane Row. Looking forward to that. On the individual side, the low A player was Jacques Poirier with plus eight. B player, Neil Simon, plus seven. C player, Gilbert Boudreau, plus five. And the D player, John Viator, plus four. They won $30, and all this money is redeemable at our associate, our title sponsor, golfballs.com. Appreciate their sponsorship of the Cadiana Pro-Am as well. Of course, we said the next Pro-Am is going to be at Cane Row this week, and then after that, we move on down to Cade to Eagle Ridge. And down at Sugar Oaks, their weekly specials continue. 9 or 18 holes on Monday and Tuesday, only $22. What a bargain. And they're one of the only courses open on Monday. They open up at noon, I believe it is, on Monday afternoons. But their all-day special on Wednesday is my favorite because only $31. You can go out there in the morning and just play as many holes as you want for $31. And then you can join their scramble that afternoon, as they have twilight scrambles on Wednesdays. And they've been teeing off a little earlier, obviously, with the weather. I mean, with the daylight panning out around 5:30 or so. So next week they'll be able to, well, not this Wednesday, but the following Wednesday, they'll be able to tee it up at the regular scheduled time. And so that scramble this past Wednesday was won by Tom Ankelhurt, Olin Granger, Robert Burton, and Glenn Dupuy at minus four. And weather didn't let them have their shamble on Friday, but they did get in their Sunday shootout on March 3rd. In the Flight A, Kevin Ledford was plus eight and one, finishing second. Roger Pisani in Flight A, plus six. And then the B flight was actually a tie and went in on a scorecard playoff, was Jed Mesh at plus five. He tied Kevin Landry at plus five. Skins, could you get cash for this? Tony Bigot, Eric Lachelet, Roger Pisani, Kevin Landry, Kyle Mesh, and Dylan Mesh all won one skin. Probably wasn't a big skin, but nonetheless, you get your money back probably. Let's see. Also at Sugar Oaks coming up, they have their schedule this month is their club championship, St. Patrick's Day weekend. Saturday and Sunday, March 16th and 17th, only $30 to enter. Then on Saturday, you can make your own game. You just need to play with someone in the tournament itself. And then on Sunday, they're going to pair you according to your score and who you're in contention with. Then the Gator Golf Club, which, of course, stems out of Sugar Oaks. Most of its members are members of Sugar Oaks as well. And so their last event was played at the Wetlands. Big thanks to Boyd Booty for getting me this information in a timely fashion. Appreciate his efforts. And in the first flight, the winner was Tom Grimsley, plus four. Second flight winner, Darren Freeman, plus seven. Some new names I'm seeing up there. Don't have any information on when their next event's going to be, but I know Boyd will get it to me as soon as he can. And down at Cane Row, their specials, Veterans Day. You don't have to be a veteran, and it doesn't have to be Veterans Day. You just need to be a retired or active veteran, and you can play on Wednesdays for $25, a great price there. Senior rate, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, $35. Want to be a member? Great time in the spring to join. $142 a month gets you a big discount in their golf shop, which I'll talk about some sales in a bit. 20% off of their soft goods, 10% off of their hard goods. And the big one that I like is you can book your tee time 1 week in advance. And they've been really busy running 150-plus players through there Friday, Saturday, and Sunday this week. And so it's a good idea if you like to play in a certain allotted amount of time. You can book your tee time well in advance, whereas if you're not a member, only one day in advance. They also chart your handicap on the Louisiana Golf Association's handicap system. They waive your dues for their MGA, and as I'll announce in a minute, they have a big lineup for golf tournaments coming up. Let's welcome aboard our colleague here. No, he went to the bathroom. He snuck out on me. All right, so Cane Rose also licensed to sell UL logoed Raging Cajun merchandise. That's a big plus, too, for the Raging Cajun fans. And so I was telling you about the discounts or the promos. Buy one, get one free. Johnny O Polos and FootJoy. And all golf shoes, 40% off. Golf gloves, 20% off. FootJoy pants, 30% off. Hats, caps, and visors, only $15. And then if you like Callaway Chrome Soft golf balls, you get a dozen free if you buy three dozen. And all kinds of their style golf balls. And then congratulations to Jace Quibido. He's a young guy that's working behind the counter there in the pro shop, aspiring to be a PGA golf pro. He made a hole-in-one on number 8 this past month. Now we can welcome Boxcore aboard. Let's see if your mic's on. There we go.
Hey, okay.
Hey, yep.
There
okay.
We go. How you doing, Ted?
So far, so good. It's not raining.
No, we've been pretty fortunate to kind of look at the radar.
I still lost a bet, so I paid you off.
Oh, God, that's what that's for, okay. I just thought
you
liked me.
Well, wanted you to sit on and be higher.
Well, I thought you liked me, man.
But this week I'm not predicting anything. I think the weather's going to be iffy this week. I'm going to go on the negative side.
I'm going to say tomorrow's going to be a bad day, but then after that it looks pretty good. Okay. Except I think maybe Friday it might rain again, but the weekend looks excellent.
Well, I hope so. That's the big time for golfers to play. Back to Cane Rowe and their shamble. Well, Cane Rowe golf pro, Ryan Desmo, played in the Tamaka Trails Johnny King Pro-Am, which was a shamble. And he brought along Kevin Arsenault, Chad Quibido, and Jason Hebert. They tied for first at 23 under par and lost on a scorecard playoff to the team of Brent Williams. But nonetheless, they won almost $1,200. And big day for them.
And in case people don't know what a shamble is, as opposed to a scramble, you pick the best tee shot, and then you play your own ball in from there. So it's a little bit, you know, a little bit more individual skill involved.
Combo.
Yeah, you know, it's fun.
Everybody likes that big drive. You know, the player that can hit the big drive, and then you know, you kind of want to play your own ball from there.
You know, Ron can hit. That's how all the pro-ams at the at the pro tournaments are. Used to be at Chittimachi and all that. That's what they would do, play a shamble. And, of course, your handicaps comes into play. So, you know, you get those strokes on the certain holes.
Yeah,
and
it makes
it
fun.
Yeah.
All right, back to Cane Rowe. Their MGA, we said, they had a two-man scramble recently. And in the girls' division, the team of Brian Sonia and Nick Trahan beat Eric Indes and Jay Smith in a playoff, and it wasn't a scorecard playoff. They went to number 18, and Brian made a nice putt on that hole to beat the team of Indes and Smith. On the net side, Sid Champagne and Sammy Borg, -5, won the net.
See, I've always hated scorecard playoffs, and I know you can't do it for, you know, all the time, actually play it off, but because of, you know, time restrictions and whatnot. But to me, it was just so unfair. You know, you post the same score as other team, but just because they draw, you know, random hole, I don't know. I just never sat well. I just rather just see split the money between the two teams that tied. I mean, I just thought it was always kind of unfair.
Okay.
Now, if you want to go from hardest, you know, handicap hole, you kind of know, you know, where things have fallen. But not just random pick a card and you start on X hole. I hated that.
Okay, we're gonna let that pass then.
No, I'm just telling you something. Liv would do something like that.
Poor Liv. Oh no, Rich Liv.
Yeah.
All right, back to Cane Rowe and their MGA schedule. Their next event is going to be on June 15th, and it's a Stableford. That's the same as the points, right?
Stableford. Yeah, but I think it's scored a little bit differently. I think, you know, certain scores have a certain a little more. You know, I don't think you get points for a par, you know, like we do.
Yeah.
I think it's birdie, eagle, double eagle, you know, and then negative points.
Yeah.
But I think par is just a zero, whereas I think, you know.
The score is a little different, but yeah, the concept is the same.
This concept is the same, yes.
Yeah. All right, Cane Rose having a club event on St. Patrick's Day. Well, that weekend, really. Saturday the 16th and Sunday the 17th. It's going to be a full ball event. But that's not sponsored by the MGA. It's simply the club, is what Sid told me. Then the Jimmy Picard, a big tournament there. Kind of expensive, $500 entry fee per team. It's two-man teams or two-person teams.
But they have a lot of stuff going on with it.
They do. It says here green fees, cart fees, range balls, tournament, tee gift, party with seafood ball and beverage on lunch and beverages during the play, and they're going to have Friday night.
Some entertainment, 90s country, huh?
What's that?
I think it's 90s country.
Oh, really?
Theme, yeah.
Oh, good. They're going to have a practice round and then a
party after, yeah.
Yeah,
party. No, I mean,
so, and
when you kind of figure in all the extras, I mean, because, man, some of the entries I've seen lately for golf tournaments has been through the roof. I mean, really, you know.
I see it here. Country is 90.
Yeah. Right. So that's not bad.
No.
You know.
And they're going to have seafood and live music and, like you said, Calcutta.
Right.
So, first day is a scramble. Second day is four ball. And then if you want to put up $100, you can get into a player's pool, win cash.
I know. It's going to fill up quick. It's going to
that's
well.
A big tournament. A lot of Jimmy Picard's friends were scratch golfers.
You got players coming in from all over the place
now.
Well,
yeah. You know? But, you know, they're good golfers that want to compete.
Oh, no. And once you start paying out cash, boy, it's a whole different ballgame.
Flock in, right.
Just got to check those handicaps.
Boy, that's a hard thing to do.
I know.
All right, Iberia Medical Center is having their 19th annual Medical Center Foundation fundraising golf tournament, Friday the 26th of April, three-man scramble. And like you said, you've played in it before. You know how the amenities there are great, the breakfast,
the food
on the course.
Delicious, yeah.
Yeah, 8 o'clock tee time. Let's see it. I don't see the price here. Of course, my eyesight's getting worse and worse.
I think it's pretty much, I think it's probably like 150, but I'm not 100% on that.
I know it's got to be on here somewhere, but maybe it isn't. Oh, well. Anyway, it's for their foundation and good cause.
You mentioned that I kind of, you know, walked in late, but I mean,
yeah.
That they, at Cane Row, they have a St. Patrick's Day scramble.
Yeah, just mentioned.
Okay, yeah. That's yeah.
That's a club tournament. It's not an MGA.
But that's a new event for them, right? They have not had that before.
No.
So that's pretty cool, you know what I mean?
But I don't understand, you know, now Sid might have been giving me some bad information, but usually the MGA, you know, runs tournaments for the club. But
yeah.
They say Sid said the club's doing it. So I don't know what that means.
It could be a Ryan running it.
Last-minute event.
You know, yeah.
Yeah.
It's give the pro his spring bonus so he can go to Destin.
No, he's traveling. Ryan's got his traveling shoes on.
Or he's going to California. One of the other.
No, he's going up to Pennsylvania.
Oh, yes, my goodness.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah. That's a whole nother story. We have to get him on one day and talk to him like he's a celebrity.
And I know, I know this is really another story, but did you see how our friend Father Mark is doing a pilgrimage to Wisconsin.
Father Mark Miley?
Yeah. Oh, no. He's kind of hosting it to see the historic religious sites in Wisconsin. So
yeah, Holy Hill is where we stayed.
Okay.
Which is a Carmelite monastery for brothers, friars is what they call, you know, priests and religious that are Carmelites. And it's an awesome place. That would be a great trip.
Yep.
All right, so also coming up at Cane Row is the Louisiana State Troopers Golf Association golf tournament, three-person scramble, shotgun start at 8 o'clock. Door prizes, food and drinks, that's going to be May 3rd, 8 o'clock. And also coming up at Cane Row is a big, big tournament, the Live Like Liam McDuff Golf Tournament weekend, because now we're doing Friday, May 17th. Going to be a two-person scramble at 1 o'clock. On Saturday at 8 o'clock is the four-person team, which was a traditional start of the Live Like Liam weekend. And then that's a three-man scramble. And then on Saturday afternoon at 1 o'clock is kind of like a fun tournament, four-person scramble. So a lot of activities happening, and it keeps growing and growing, and I'm glad to see this.
going to be a whole week pretty soon.
I'm telling you, kind of like the pro-am, play when you want.
I'm either playing the two-man or the three-man. I haven't decided yet, but
I'm going to play. If you want to play, I'll play with you, but I'm playing with Duffy as my partner. So, if you get a partner, we'll be glad to tee it up with you.
Well, I'm playing with Cody and Jim, probably.
Oh, okay. Well, it's the two. You said Friday?
Oh, you're
going to play Friday.
Oh, you're playing Friday? Okay.
Yeah, Saturday I'm working. I'm going to run the scoreboard like
normal. Oh, that's right, yeah. Well, me and Cody might play.
But if you wanted to play Friday.
Yeah.
We'll see. Got a lot of time between now and then.
See how the handicaps work out. I haven't played since July of last year, so,
That doesn't factor in.
No extra
handicap.
Oh, it does in the boxcar handicapping system.
That's a new system. We're going to have to get the rules and details of
it's,
that.
It's the BSA, the Boxcar Scoring Association.
They made a song about that. What, Garth Brooks?
No, it was I know what you're talking about.
HBA.
Yeah.
HBA.
Association. Yeah.
Okay, anyway. Back to golf. Thanks to Lawson Rooley, the president of the Lafayette Senior Men's Golf Association, for getting me this information. Their road tournament was played at Mallet Cove. First place went to Johnny Clavel. And then on fourth Tuesday of the month, their club tournament played at Hebert Municipal. Pure Man Scramble. First place was a tie, went in on that famous scorecard playoff. Jay Frederick, Don Judy's edged out Rick Hederich and Eric Rusin. Thanks, Lawson, for getting me this info. And then on the high school scene, the varsity high school schedule continues on Wednesdays throughout seven different courses in Acadiana, 17 different teams teeing it up. The last one for my grandson with Lafayette High School was played out at Eagle Ridge. And Drew finished first again, but this time he tied for first as he had a big four-putt.
No.
Well, he went to backhand a tap in and missed it, so it cost him individual on his own. And this was the first time this year Lafayette High didn't win the matches. St. Thomas More beat them 157-178. Of course, Lafayette High still has their second-ranked player out with a broken bone, and that's
Garth Brooks. You were right, Ted.
HBA, huh?
American Honky Tonk Bar Association.
Yeah. All right, and so Drew's next big tournament's going to be, well, they play a match this Wednesday at Muni, they team up against Catholic High. I ought to be interested in that, as I'm going to go out and watch a few of those holes. And then on March 23rd and 24th, Drew travels to Lake Charles for their Spring Classic, sponsored by the Texas-Louisiana Golf Association's Professional Golf Association. They play at Contraband in Lake Charles, one of the casino golf courses. Then speaking of UL, they're hosting their tournament this week, the 39th Louisiana Classics. I hope Ditto gives us a call in as I texted him to see if he wanted to talk a little bit about that, so we'll save some of that information for then. But they bombed out again. They finished last in their first tournament. They hosted another tournament in the desert at Las Vegas, and Virginia Commonwealth won that tournament. UL finished 18th out of 22 teams with 273, but they finished on a positive note. Their number one player, Eli, had a last round 67 with an eagle and four birdies. Then Milan, their number two player, played the last nine holes or 10 holes in five under par. So that's encouraging. And they had a Burke Allward, who is their third-ranked player, was in contention and had to sleep with that overnight and didn't do so well, but learned a lot from that experience. So hopefully the Cajuns will bring some momentum into this week at their Louisiana Classics at Oak Barn Country Club. And like I said, hopefully on the other side of the break, Theodore will give us a call and talk a little bit about the Cajuns. Anything else?
Nope.
All right, we'll take a break. Be back in a bit.
Hey, guys, if you're looking for the top golf experience in Iberia Parish, you need to look no further than Cane Row Golf and Turf Club. Low or high handicappers will enjoy the beautiful greens, the recently refurbished sand traps, and incredibly plush fairways. And by the way, you don't have to be a golfer to enjoy Cane Row. The brand new clubhouse sports some of the best burgers, pizza, wings, and many other choices, along with absolutely the best, most potent margaritas that you've ever tried. So whether it's golf, food, or just some fun, come to Cane Row and enjoy.
GolfBalls.com carries the latest selection of golf balls, clubs, and gear from brands such as Titleist, TaylorMade, and Callaway. Get custom fit in our state-of-the-art golf simulator or shop our selection of high-quality apparel from Vineyard Vines, Southern Tide, and Bad Birdie. Featuring 20,000 square feet of golf equipment and gear, GolfBalls.com was founded here in Acadiana 25 years ago and remains the world leader in golf customization. Located on Arnold Boulevard next to Harbor Freight Tools and, of course, online at GolfBalls.com.
Sugar Oaks Golf Course, located at 4002 Sugar Oaks Road, is an 18-hole regulation golf course. This medium yardage layout has adequate length, wide fairways, and not too difficult approach shots. Sugar Oaks Golf Course is a semi-private course that's open to the public. Our guest rates are very attractive, and our monthly dues are accommodating. Give us a call for your tee time. That's Sugar Oaks Golf Course in New Iberia. Phone 337-364-7611. 364-7611.
Bayou Sports, 7:15 weekday mornings on the all-new Kane 107.5. Hits of the 60s, 70s, and 80s.
I'm all right. Nobody but about me. Why you got to give me a fight? Can't you just let it be? I'm all right. Don't nobody but about me.
And welcome back to Chip Shot. Steady Sliming, Ralph Boxcar Bazaron with you here, talking a little golf. First segment was local stuff. Now we turn our attention to the national news as golf's into the springtime. Big tournaments on the horizon. The TPC coming up in this month of March. And then, of course, the Masters, second week in April. Looking forward to those golf tournaments. And I'm sure the pros are as well. But for this week, they had a rain-delayed golf tournament, which was called the Cognizant Classic. That's formerly the Honda Classic, which used to be played at Bay Hill. This year, they played it at PGA National in Palm Beach Gardens, Florida. And that's the golf course where they have the bear trap, the 15th, 16th, and 17th holes, or three-hole stretch that proves pretty difficult for the players. And another first-time winner in 50 starts, a guy named Austin Eckrock. Won the golf tournament on today. They finished today. I think they had 26 players, 26 golfers had to finish on Monday, and he had to sleep on the lead. He had a one-shot lead over a guy named Eric Rosen and Min Woon Lee, tied for second. Van Rosen, shot a 28 on the front nine on Sunday, and then, boom, the rains came. You know, I think he went through 10 holes, but nonetheless, Eckrock had 17 under par final, and he won by three strokes. He's an Oklahoma State graduate, and like I said, this is his first win in 50 starts. He's a 25-year-old from Oklahoma. He still resides in Oklahoma, played golf at Oklahoma State. And then, I had mentioned Van Rosen with that he had 8 of 10 birdies on his first 10 holes on Sunday, which is pretty remarkable, man. That's nervous pressure in itself. 28 on the front side, but he had to wait till the next day to complete his round and finish tied for second with who's the guy I said, Min Woon Lee.
Yeah, I actually watched some of that today because it was live this morning, I tell you what, Eckroat's a very impressive young player. And I know, you know, he kind of said, well, it's my first win since 2019, which was in college. And, you know, hey, that's only 5 years ago, and you're 25 years old. You've won now on the PGA Tour. And everything I've heard about him is that he's really really has a good all-around game. And I tell you what, you know, the bear trap is pretty infamous for being a difficult stretch of holes. That can really derail around. And we saw with Shane Lowry, I mean, he hit in the water on 17, and, man, he went kind of ballistic, threw his club down and started kicking the dirt and everything.
You can tell he's hot-tempered.
Yeah, he is.
That Irish
flair. That's Irish. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. But this kid, I mean, he, you know, he's got a at the time, I think it was a two-shot lead, and the prudent play wouldn't have been to do what he did, but he took it right at the pin, actually went a little bit long.
Who is this? Lowry?
Eckrode.
Oh,
no.
Eckrode.
Yeah, I mean, you know, they were like saying, well, he's not gonna play right at the pin. Well, he just took dead aim at it, you know, because, I mean, look, there's water all around there and trouble lurking. And you know, he looks like he's got the moxie. And as we kind of were talking about during the break, I mean, now I don't know what the stats are now. I think this is maybe the eighth tournament of the year, and we've got five first-time winners or something like that.
It's incredible.
It's incredible. Yeah. You know, it really is. And you look at them, and they're all, you know, they're all pretty solid players. I mean, Knapp was up there again this week.
Yeah, I mean, he was. I saw that.
You know, he was right there.
Ninth or fourth or something.
And it's amazing how, you know, we all know that. I mean, golf is confidence, and you know, and when you get that first win, man, all of a sudden you think, I belong.
You're playing on house money.
Yeah. You know, I'm into the majors, you know, but the most important thing is I know I can beat the rest of the guys in the field, you know, and it may change a little bit when you get to select events and the fields get a little bit better, but you know, you can't take anything away from this kid.
They still belong, you know.
And no, he
can't take that win away.
He's a really, really, yeah. So it's the fourth first time winner in nine events. So Nick Dunlap, Matthew Pavon, and Knapp were the other first time winners. But even the other guys who won were kind of like, you know, hadn't won in a while, like Chris Kirk, you know, people like that. It's we just haven't seen the big names, you know, and. Of course, you know, some have defected to live,
No,
I'm just saying John Rahm, you know, is one of them. And look, I got the only guy that I say is relevant right now on live. I say that, but Joaquin Niemann, mm-hmm. you know, he's won twice now, and he's got his invites to the majors. I mean, he should be on the PGA Tour. He shouldn't be wasting his talent because he's young. You know, he's still got a lot of good years ahead of him. You know.
Absolutely.
But, I mean, what they did with the, you know, the whole Anthony Kim thing was just a joke, you know, and I mean, I don't know.
Well, it is what it is. But you were talking about the bad trap. Rory he was in contention as well, and he's playing a lot coming into the Masters, which I think is odd for him. It's different anyway, but he made a triple bogey on the middle hole of the bad trap, and it kind of knocked him out of contention. That was on Sunday, I believe. When you said Nick Dunlap, recently turned pro, the amateur from Alabama that was a first-time winner. He was an amateur when he won, didn't win the prize money in that tournament, but he made his first ever hole-in-one as a golf pro in this tournament.
That's hard to believe, huh?
What, first ever hole-in-one?
Yeah.
Yeah, for a seasoned player like that.
I mean, because the way they made it sound was like it wasn't like just on the PGA Tour. It was his first one ever.
Ever, yeah.
You know, and that's like, man, that's kind of hard to believe.
Yeah. And then Thomas Dietrich, a guy from Belgium, played golf at Illinois. As a matter of fact, he played at Oakbourne not that long ago. I can remember teeing him off, you know, a few years back. He had a six putt. You know,
yeah.
I can fathom a four putt, but a six putt, I don't know. I mean, mind-boggling how that could have happened.
I think at some point he quits trying. You know, I mean, you can't six putt and actually try to make every putt. That's,
unless you're just like, I don't know.
Because, look, I do remember when Ernie Els four-putted the first hole at Augusta from, like, about, you know, 3 feet, you know. But that's Augusta.
That's Augusta, and you're nervous. And,
yeah, and that's a different.
I mean, a four-putt's one thing.
That's a different animal, you know. I mean, that's that can get away from you quick. You can be putting back from the fairway. But over here at PGA National, I don't think they have that much in undulation and trouble. But lately, you know, we kind of just see golfers kind of get nonchalant over some of this stuff. And, you know, I don't know.
Drew was a good example of that. I saw him.
Yeah, you told me that.
Boy, they hurt him bad, yeah. So maybe he learned a lesson. And
that's what you need to do from your mistakes. I mean, if you learn, hey, that's fine.
Sure.
You know, if you do it again, you know, it's kind of like the old fool me once, shame on me. Fool me twice, shame on you. Well, the other thing, shame on you, shame on me.
Somebody's shamed.
Yeah, I kind of reversed
somebody got
it,
shamed.
But
All right, let's talk about Tiger a little bit. He's in the news again. You know, he won the Bobby Jones Award, and it should be named the Bobby Jones Tiger Award because they are the only two players to win 9 USGA sponsored events, and that's pretty impressive. You know, Bobby Jones stayed an amateur all his life, so we're talking about the U.S. Open, the U.S. Amateurs, and those type of tournaments. Tiger's won 9 as well. But he won the 2024 recipient of that award, and it's a combination of commitment to sportsmanship and a respect for time-honored traditions in the game of golf. And I think Tiger's living up to both of those accolades there. And, you know, I mean, he seems to be a totally different, if I can use the word, animal. You know, I mean, he's not Tiger anymore. He's a little cub. He's softer, a lot softer, I think. But you know, I mean, it's awesome for golf to see him because he has stood by the PGA Tour in its battle against LIV, and he definitely fulfills this article here of time honored traditions, and that's what he's all about. So his next start, by the way, is going to be the famed star studded Seminole Pro-Am, or Pro-Member, I should say. It's not Pro-Am, it's Pro-Member. As we all know, Seminole is in Augusta National, and Pine Valley have a similar membership. Most of the members are members at all three of those courses, and we know what it takes to get into Augusta National. It's the same at Seminole. And so Tiger's going to be playing in the four-ball match with partner Seth Wong, who is the PGA of America CEO. And good things for him.
Yeah.
A lot of big stars playing in that. I know Ben Hogan used to go to Seminole to prepare for the Masters because he said the greens were so fast there. And, of course, the undulations aren't as severe as Augusta National. But
yeah, it's kind of, you know, it's kind of hard to gauge what Tiger's intents are at this point in time, you know, because nobody really knows his schedule. You know, what he wants to accomplish. I mean, the speculation was, well, will he play in the Players' Championship? And no indication he will or won't. I mean, he's been playing it very close to the vest, you know. But
yeah, he probably doesn't know himself, you know, how his body's going to hold up.
I totally agree, and I just don't think at this point, you know, again, I tell you what, if he ever won again, not a major, if he ever just won again, that would shock.
He would beat Sam Snead's 80. Sam Snead has 82 as well. Does Tiger tournament wins on the PGA Tour, so he would set the record. And I don't know. I don't see him winning again. Just because of his leg, not because of his ball striking or his tenacity or whatever.
No, I agree. I just don't think he can do it for 72 holes anymore. You know.
You know,
I mean,
he's going to play at Augusta if he's got a.
Yeah.
You know, he's going to start at any rate at Augusta. Whether he does at TPC, we'll see. You know. I mean, it's a flat course, so it would help him out to some extent, but I don't know. We'll just wait and see what he does. And then speaking of the Masters, they made a slight change to the golf course. Seems like every year they have so much money, they have to spend it, you know? And so they changed hole number 2, which is a par 5. They moved the tee box back 10 yards and to the left, which means that it'll bring in that fairway bunker into play a little bit more, but it's the second easiest hole on the golf course. It averaged last year 4.56, and once again the second easiest hole at the Masters. So they can keep making changes, but the way their technology is with the golf ball and golf clubs and the way those guys bomb it, left's not the issue for Augusta National. It's those greens and those pin positions, and of course the weather has a lot to do with it as well.
Yeah, I mean, I do think it takes a handful of players out, you know, that used to be able to compete there. You know, not all of them. I mean, the majority, 80% of them can hit it far enough. But I do think, you know.
No, you're right, because they invite players like Bernhard Langer, who's just, by the way, going to be his last, you know, Masters, being a two-time winner of that golf tournament. But he doesn't hit it far enough to to compete when we know he can compete on the senior level. He's got, what, 45 wins?
Well, yeah, yeah.
The record, he tied Hale Irwin a while back or whatever.
So. But even you know, like guys like Zach Johnson who,
well,
you know.
He doesn't have a chance.
No, I mean.
Yet he's won it, huh?
Yeah, but, I mean, not recently.
No.
You know?
No.
And it's a different golf course, you know. I mean, that's another aspect of Tiger Woods' career that kind of goes unnoticed, you know, when – is how many golf courses changed their design and their, you know, because of him, you know, because it's like, well, we're going to tiger proof this. Mm-hmm. And then tiger proofing became, well, we're going to eliminate, you know, 20% of the field because they can't hit it far enough to cover this bunker in the fairway, or whatever, you know, and it would just take an exceptional round of, you know, hitting hybrids or whatever, you know, fairway woods into greens for these guys to compete again. And it's just another example, I think, of what kind of is forgotten about is how much Tiger changed the game. I mean, it you know, when golf course architects start changing their golf course because of him,
yeah,
that's a big deal, man.
That is a big deal. And, I mean, you know, he's had more impact on golf than – I mean, I can't say that anybody, because everything was different. When Arnold Palmer came on, you know, he had that charisma and brought golf to a level. And then, of course, Jack Nicklaus, you know, with his stoic play as equal to Tiger Woods. But he was intent like Tiger was. And I don't know. It's just Tiger's brought a different – and I truly like the way he's been acting – you know,
lately.
In the public scene,
yeah.
Lately. It's totally different than the Tiger of old, where he was so sarcastic and stoic and reserved to himself and with, you know, wrote answers,
yeah.
that you couldn't get anything out of him, you know, because he had a dry personality, if you will. But
and
it worked for him and Jack.
Yeah, and I mean, he just never would really take a stance on anything. You know, he the old Tiger, you know, 15 years ago, would not have said anything bad about Liv. He just would have had no stance.
Right,
I mean,
he wouldn't fall into that trap.
He was just, you know, he wanted to protect his brand. It was all about him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, let's not, you know, damage my reputation. I'm just not going to say anything, and I'll be better off. And it worked for him, you know, honestly, because a lot of guys, you know, that voice their opinions end up getting – you know, drug through the mud because of it. I mean,
exactly.
It's just what had happened. You know, that's life. But yeah, he's it's you know, I often think about this because, you know, you really can't compare eras. I mean, there's no way you can compare, because Bobby Jones walked away from the game in the prime of his career,
28 years old.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I mean, not even the prime. I mean,
right.
He hadn't got to the prime yet. You know, and I know he wasn't competing against a bunch of elite players. I get all that. But he was still, you know, he changed golf forever. But then you kind of go through the years and you look at this and people always try to compare, you know, and it's just to me, I was drawing these parallels between golf and this stuff with this girl who just broke, you know, the scoring record. Well, you can't compare
that's ludicrous to
Pistol Pete's, you know, no. Scoring record, okay? So I can't compare what Tiger did in his era even to what Jack did in his era.
It's a good analogy, box score.
You know, I mean, you just can't, because
comparing apples to oranges.
Yeah, it's different courses. It's different guys you're competing against, different levels of competition, different equipment. I mean, there's just so many variables in there, you know. But you can just say they all were the greatest of their era and just let it rest at that.
That's right. She, that girl, Caitlin, she's the highest scoring
basketball player
ever,
yeah.
You know, in college.
Yeah.
So that's it. But she didn't break any records because she just set her own.
No,
Pete Maverick didn't have the three-point line, all that.
He didn't play this freshman year. I mean, he couldn't play freshman.
Didn't play a freshman.
Freshman couldn't play back then, you know. So it's a totally – you can't – you know, it definitely is apples and oranges. And mm-hmm. It's like that in golf, too. You can't compare different eras.
I always go back to my hero, Ben Hogan. You know that. I adore him. Still do, even on the other side of life. But, you know, if you talk about winning majors, if that's your hallmark – well, then let's do it as winning percentages. And Ben Hogan would blast past Jack Nicklaus and Tiger Woods if they did winning percentages,
yeah.
As far as the Masters, United States Open, British Open, and PGA Championships. But
Yeah.
You know, like I said, it's apples to oranges. So.
Yeah, it is. I mean, and, you know, it is what it is.
What you want to talk about? Let's. We got a little bit about Paul Azinger. He's been let go by NBC as a broadcaster after 18 years. It's a long time. He said, I played 30 years on tour and 18 years broadcast. I'm now going to have a little fun, go fishing. No schedule, no stress. He said, I don't miss it. I just miss the way it ended. And that speaks, you know, a lot. Cause, of course, Paul Azinger, we know him from his caddy, of course, and alongside his good play. But Ted Scott was his caddy, and he stepped away from Paul Azinger to get Bubba Watson way back in the day. I think they were both good foosball players.
No. Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know Azinger was. I think he taught Ted Scott that. And
that's
how they hooked up.
It's really weird. That's kind of like the big thing in the locker room for the Ryder Cup, you know, is the foosball. Yeah. I think Bubba Watson is really, well.
He's good at it, too.
Big into that. Yeah, too. You know, it's like, that's kind of weird. But, I mean, ping pong and foosball, that's the two things they love to play in the locker room. But, no, I mean, Azinger was, you know, okay. I mean, you know, golf commentators is just so, I don't know, man. It's sometimes they try it too hard, I think. A lot of people didn't like Johnny Miller. I love Johnny Miller. I thought he was probably a trailblazer in actually saying, you know, what he felt, because so many of them are scripted. They're afraid
to
hurt their, yeah.
And that's just what he
especially with Azinger, I think, when he was still an announcer, wasn't he a Ryder Cup captain during that tenure? You know, so you don't want to start saying bad things about guys who might be on your team, you know, because, look, if the guy's not, he's obviously not watching because he's playing, but his family's watching.
Yeah.
His agent is watching. That's the most important
thing. The news media is watching.
The news media is watching. So if you say something negative, you know, it's going to get back to them, and then all of a sudden you got this friction that develops. Now you don't get the, you know, they don't want to talk to you during interviews. I mean, a lot of stuff.
But, you know, you're so right about Johnny Miller. He had no filters, and he spoke before he thought, you know. And that's what was the beauty of it to me.
Yes.
You know, he would say stupid things, but so what? It made you, you know, made you feel okay, because he said some stupid things as well. So.
No, absolutely. I mean, like you said, he didn't. And that's what I think is just so – so different now is everybody has to, you know, trying to be politically correct. I mean, we live in this era where you don't want to offend anybody. You can't just say, you know, what a horrible shot, you know. But he would just call it out, man. It was like, you know, if somebody shanked the ball, man, he would roast them. Now, you know, it's like, well, you know, his hips were a little, you know, a little off. He was a little steep on that swing, you know, but he'll get it back, you know, and all that.
Why don't we do this, since Theodore is obviously not calling in?
Apparently not. unless he went to daylight savings time at a different time than we did.
Let's cover his tournament coming up this weekend. Not this weekend, but next weekend. The 9th, 10th, and 11th at Oakbourne Country Club. It's the 39th annual Louisiana Classics. And ironically, I'm the one start. Well, I say I. I'm not bragging or boasting or anything, but I was the UL golf team the first year it got started, and that was 39 years ago, obviously, and it's been played ever since at Oakbourne Country Club, and it was exciting to be, you know, on the groundwork of hosting such a big tournament, and as it turned out, it is a huge tournament. This year they're going to have 14 teams, of course, Illinois and LSU, two ranked teams. Will highlight the tournament as far as the field. They have 8 teams that are ranked in the top 75, and that's like if you were playing football, the top 75 would be like the top 25, so you'd have 8 teams in the top 25. And on Sunday, they have a college am. The Oakbourne members are big into sponsoring teams and taking care of them for the whole week. Like they'll bring them out to have supper or, you know, take care of anything they might need as far as anything, you know, outside of golf. And then, so the tournament activities other than the college am on Sunday is 36 holes on Monday, and then they wrap it up Tuesday morning, where I'll go out there and give them a hand and help tee off the players, because they tee off front and back on Tuesday, so they'll finish probably around 1 or 2 o'clock, given the teams, their coaches and players a chance to get back to their respective campuses at a decent hour.
And do you have the lineup of the teams committed?
I don't. I was hoping Theodore had that, but he let us down once again.
Well, I mean, you know, obviously, like you said, you know, you got Illinois and LSU. I mean, that's some powerhouses right there. And we often talked about, you know, first-time winners on the PGA Tour, and we would say, man, that guy played
right
at Louisiana Classics, you know.
Well, like we mentioned, Thomas Dietrich and the Cognizant, you know, playing in the tournament there. He was a former Illinois player that I know. I remember cheering him off. I think he played at the time they did that little match between UL and Illinois
day
before at La Triomphe on Saturday. Yeah.
Yeah.
Fun thing. Of course, Mike Small, one of the most renowned club pros, if I can use that term, for a golf coach. He's a PGA member as well, so he plays in the National Club Pro yearly, and he's always in the top. I don't know when he's won it before, but outstanding player. How can you figure a team like Illinois can year after year produce these great players?
In Illinois, yeah.
In Illinois, yeah.
Yeah, because you're in the middle of, you know, the heartland of America, but, you know, it's frozen 6 months out of the year, if not more. But they have got one of the – oh, my God. Their indoor practice facility is unbelievable. And so maybe they get enough, you know, short game work on those indoor greens and stuff. I don't know, but man, it's pretty impressive, really, what they can do. I mean, that's, but you know, I mean, I guess it translates to other sports as well. You know, it you would think the Southern, you know, teams would have a big advantage, and
yeah, that's what I would think, you know, because they get to do it year round. But
year
maybe
round,
that's
yeah.
not the answer, doing it year round. You know, maybe you're fresher when spring comes around. And I know that now, you know, I mean, but it took them a while before they became a regular contender, you know, a regular success story, because now they have enough money from their supporters where they'll come for 3 weeks to the South. They'll play in a tournament in Florida, and then, you know, Lafayette, and then maybe somewhere else in the area, and just spend 3 weeks on the road, you know.
Right.
Whereas, you know, most other schools have to go back and, you know, go to school and do that stuff. But I guess now with everything online, you can take classes and stuff, and somehow Coach Small gets some exemptions from being present in classes or whatever. I don't know the rules and regulations, all that, but it's pretty amazing that they're always in contention.
Yeah, I don't think you'd want to be a coach these days, man. It's got to be pretty tough, really, with all the – between NIL and like you said, online, you know, and everything's just changed so much from back in the day. And it's got to be tough, you know, kind of commandeering these young boys. And you know, but again, hopefully the Cajuns can kind of ride some of the momentum they've established, you know. And you talked about, you know, some of their players. I mean, it's just a matter of getting them all – to kind of click at one time instead of one round here or there, you know, kind of put that team effort together. So hopefully that'll happen. And what better place to happen than at, you know, did you have any idea what their highest finish has ever been at that tournament?
No, I don't. That's a good question.
You know,
and the other question I want to ask, you got about 2 minutes. So answer this. What do you think? Is there a lot more pressure playing golf, just golf, on your home course?
Oh, yeah.
Or does that outweigh the fact that you know the course better than the other players?
100% pressure, because I'm going to tell you, again, I say this all the time. I went to the Nike Tour, or whatever you want to call it, Ben Hogan Tour, you know, what became, you know, always at La Triomphe, right, whatever the sponsor was. And I'd watch Craig Perks hit golf balls on the range, and I was like, this guy just doesn't miss a shot, you know? And we know he won a Players' Championship later. Mm-hmm. I don't know what his best finish ever was in that tournament, but it wasn't in the top 20.
Right.
I mean, he might have made one or two cuts, but the pressure was so high on him to 'cause everybody thought, oh, man, he knows, you know, this course in and out, and it would just get to him, you know? And I think the pressure outweighs the advantage, really.
Well, I can't argue with that. So, you know, I mean, I know UL's – I think they might have won it one time over the last 39 years. But, you know, pressure is a lot to do with playing a game of golf, you know. All right, well, appreciate you guys listening in. Join us next week again for Chip Shots. Hoping, pray you have a good golf week on the links.
Hey, guys, if you're looking for the top golf experience in Iberia Parish, you need to look no further than Cane Row Golf and Turf Club. Low or high handicappers will enjoy the beautiful greens, the recently refurbished sand traps, and incredibly plush fairways. And by the way, you don't have to be a golfer to enjoy Cane Row. The brand new clubhouse sports some of the best burgers, pizza, wings, and many other choices, along with absolutely the best, most potent margaritas that you've ever tried. So whether it's golf, food, or just some fun, come to Cane Row and enjoy.
GolfBalls.com carries the latest selection of golf balls, clubs, and gear from brands such as Titleist, TaylorMade, and Callaway. Get custom fit in our state-of-the-art golf simulator or shop our selection of high-quality apparel from Vineyard Vines, Southern Tide, and Bad Birdie. Featuring 20,000 square feet of golf equipment and gear, GolfBalls.com was founded here in Acadiana 25 years ago and remains the world leader in golf customization. Located on Arnold Boulevard next to Harbor Freight Tools and, of course, online at GolfBalls.com.
Sugar Oaks Golf Course, located at 4002 Sugar Oaks Road, is an 18-hole regulation golf course. This medium yardage layout has adequate length, wide fairways, and not too difficult approach shots. Sugar Oaks Golf Course is a semi-private course that's open to the public. Our guest rates are very attractive, and our monthly dues are accommodating. Give us a call for your tee time. That's Sugar Oaks Golf Course in New Iberia. Phone 337-364-7611. 364-7611.
You're listening to KANE 1240 AM and K298CQ 107.5 FM, New Iberia.
The voice of the Tash.